It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with one of Wisconsin's members of Congress as he travels part of the state talking with the people that he represents. And we're taking your calls in the short time we have with U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher. What questions do you have for the congressman? What do you think he should prioritize in Washington? 800-642-1234. There's a line for you at that number, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. The Republican congressman represents Green Bay, Appleton, Door County, and other northeastern Wisconsin communities. He was first elected in 2016 and previously served as an intelligence officer for the U.S. Marines. Congressman Mike Gallagher, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
You know, you're traveling around your area talking with constituents. What issues are they bringing up to you?
Well, I'd say the most consistent thing I hear when we visit businesses, whether it's, you know, Wayne's Family Restaurant in Okano or, you know, Expera, well, now Alkstrom Munkstjo is what Expera is called, is how hard it is to find people. I think that's our biggest constraint to economic growth right now. It's businesses want to hire, they want to expand, but they're really having a tough time finding people willing to show up to work or who can pass a drug test. That's a very difficult challenge. And I think more broadly, you know, just talking with individual citizens, I think a lot of people have concerns about their health care costs, right? Health care costs continue to go up and up and up. And I think both parties have kind of approached it in the wrong way in recent years. And we need to sort of reorient our efforts on the issue of transparency in health care pricing so we can get costs to go down.
Yeah, and you introduced legislation earlier this year that requires insurance companies and drug companies, other medical providers, to disclose their prices at the point of purchase. And that would be in print and online. You say that helps the rising healthcare costs. How does that work?
Well, my theory is, and we now have some evidence based on recent studies that that's correct, is once patients have an understanding of where all the money is going, and once patients are allowed to, for example, on their smartphones, start shopping around for care and coverage that, you know, works for them, that it will put pressure on the providers and the insurance companies to not only be more transparent, but also have their costs go down. Because at the end of the day, what is the cost of your insurance, but ultimately a reflection of the underlying cost of care? And so I think that's an area where there's a lot of bipartisan agreement. The Trump administration actually just poured an executive order on the issue of price transparency that I think is a good step forward. But ultimately, it's on Congress to step up and act and require there to be more transparency in the process. Because right now, good luck trying to decipher your medical bill. It might as well be written in a different language. And that complexity, I believe, disadvantages patients and also oftentimes advantages insurance companies and other people that are making money off the current system.
Wisconsin State Representative Amanda Stuck is a Democrat from Appleton. She's already campaigning to challenge you in next year's election. So should we expect health care affordability to be a major focus of this debate like it was in last year's gubernatorial race?
Well, I would hope the issue of health care is one that, you know, every member of Congress or people running takes seriously, just because if for no other reason than we're spending most of our money at the federal level on healthcare. And it's not clear to me that we're getting a better product, right? We've had some troubling trends like life expectancy going down in the last 2 years. And so I certainly think it's an important issue, and it's an issue I hear from a lot of my constituents. But what I would say is it is weird to me that already we're in another election cycle. I feel like I just got reelected, and my real firm hope is that Congress doesn't spend the next year and change merely campaigning, or that everything doesn't get sucked into the vortex of the presidential election, because there's a lot of meaningful things that I think we can do this Congress, whether it's passing USMCA, whether it's passing legislation, speaking of health care, on balance billing, surprise billing, or whether it's injecting transparency into drug prices. I think there's some meaningful steps we can take forward, regardless of who wins in 2020.
I'm Keely Boltina talking with Congressman Mike Gallagher here on The Morning Show. What do you want to ask one of Wisconsin's members of Congress? 800-642-1234. Let's go to Don now, who is in Door County. Don, what do you want to ask the congressman?
Good morning, and thank you, Congressman Gallagher, and thanks to the station. I'm curious as to when you, Mr. Gallagher, are going to hold an open town hall meeting and not surprise me 30 seconds before I'm sitting down to supper and ask me to sit on the phone for a phone-in, call-in town hall meeting. I know, having volunteered for 20 years on town government and state statutory committees, there's a lot of things that people want to ask you, and you are unavailable. When are you going to make yourself available?
Don is looking for more FaceTime with you, Representative Gallagher. What's your response?
My family is as well, so I take your point, Don. I would say this. We have held town halls in every single county in Northeast Wisconsin. We publicized them well in advance. Everyone was invited to come, including in Door County. So I've made myself available to everybody in the district. If you'd like to meet with me personally, Don, would be happy to do that as well. But I would disagree with you on the utility of what's called teletown halls. I actually find them to be very useful because simply, you know, you can reach 100,000 people as opposed to a town hall where only 10 people will show up. And that's one thing we saw with the town halls is towards the end, you know, you'd maybe get 4, 5, 10 people to show up. And so I think really in the modern age, particularly in a district that's as geographically disparate as the one I represent, you have to use multiple fora in order to connect with your constituents. In-person town halls are one of those that I've used, but teletown halls are another very effective tool as well. So apologize for the surprise on that. I don't really know any other way to do it because you really got to take advantage of, you know, when you have an opening to call 100,000 people in the district. But they've been really effective in terms of hearing from people, and I love that. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this van tour. We're going all over the district. We'll actually be in Door County today. It's really to make sure that my staff, both in D.C. and the district, are here and they're interacting with constituents and hearing from people directly, because that's how we learn, that's how we get better, and that's how we get ideas and take sort of the wisdom and common sense of Northeast Wisconsin and we bring it to the federal level. So, Don, I'm sure I can be doing more. I just try and wake up and improve in this job every single day. So I take your point, and you have my assurances that we will think about, you know, how can we be out there even more. But we have done in-person town halls in every county in the district.
Yeah, and we'll go ahead and link, make sure that there's a link to information if people want to, you know, contact your office directly, Congressman. I do want to ask, recent mass shootings in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, have reignited this national conversation about guns. So what is your opinion on these calls for universal background checks, bans on assault weapons, red flag laws? What proposal can you support to change our nation's gun laws?
Well, I do believe that there's more we can be doing to strengthen the background check process. And I think there's stuff we could do tomorrow. In fact, I actually welcome the idea of canceling the August recess to have a debate about this or any number of other issues that remain unresolved while we take 6 weeks off. I actually think it's absurd for Nancy Pelosi to dismiss Congress for that long when we have so many important issues to debate. I am a co-sponsor of multiple bills to fix the background check process to include something called the 21st Century NICS Act, would basically allow if you get flagged in the system when you apply, when you go through a background check to get a weapon, after 3 days, if nothing comes back, it basically moves forward. It would change that to allow us to tap into a database that we created after 9/11 to ensure that we actually are doing a thorough background check process. I've co-sponsored legislation that would also shift more resources to, and we've actually passed legislation to shift more resources to schools so they can harden themselves. But one thing I would say is if you actually look at recent studies, and there was a recent study that looked at all mass shootings since the 60s, and they tried to identify common trends. One thing that came back was that most mass shooters experience trauma very early in their life. And that's why I've spent so much time focusing on the issue of trauma-informed care.
And Congressman, Gallagher, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. Hopefully you can join us again. We really appreciate your time today. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher represents Green Bay, Appleton, Door County, and other northeastern Wisconsin communities. We'll be sure to invite him back. Up next, we're talking about tax dollars here in Wisconsin. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to the Ideas Network.